resolutions? Is that what you say? Anybody make a New Year's resolution this time? It's to do Psalm 1. And I want to share with it in the Amplified Bible. It says, blessed, happy, fortunate, prosperous, and enviable. Wow. That's us. You want me to say that again? That's all of us. Are you ready? You are blessed. When you're blessed, you're happy, you're fortunate, you're prosperous, and you're enviable. People look at you and they envy what you have. Amen? Is the man who walks and lives not in the counsel of the ungodly, following their advice, their plans, and purposes, nor stands submissive and inactive in the path where sinners walk, nor sits down to relax and rest where the scornful and the mockers gather. Now you notice, and I'm not going to preach on this, but just notice a few things. Blessed is a man that does not walk and live in the counsel of the ungodly, nor even stands inactive. You're not going to hang around. You may not participate in what somebody's doing or what they're saying, but when you sit around and you just listen, you know what? You're in the counsel of the ungodly. So what you need to do is get up and walk away. Don't stand or sit. You may not say, well, I didn't have anything to do with that. I've heard that before, haven't you all? But guess what? Were you there with the gang? Were you there listening? You may not have said anything, but you were participating in the things that they were saying and doing. So you know what this year? Guess what? Walk away. Amen? Don't stand in the counsel of the ungodly. And it says, but his delight and desire are in the law of the Lord. And on his law, the precepts, the instructions, the teachings of God, he habitually meditates, he ponders and studies by day and by night. And here we are. And he shall be like a tree firmly planted and tended by the streams of water. That's the Holy Ghost. Ready to bring forth its fruit in its season. Its leaf also shall not fade nor wither. And everything he does, okay, you ready for this? Everything he does shall what? Prosper. Wow. You know why? He's doing it under the direction of the Lord, right? He prospers, and it comes to maturity. Not so the wicked. Those disobedient and living without God are not so. But they are like the chaff, worthless, dead, without substance, which the wind drives away. Therefore the wicked, those disobedient and living without God, shall not stand justified in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous, those who are upright and in right standing with God. For the Lord knows and is fully acquainted with the way of the righteous. But the way of the ungodly, those living outside of God, shall perish in end in ruin and come to naught. I tell you what, I praise God this morning that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. This is me he's talking about in the first of this chapter. And my way prospers this year. Everything I touch comes to the maturity that God wants it to come to. Amen. Are you ready to worship the beautiful one of God? Amen. Well, let's begin to praise him this morning. Amen.
Oh, with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Open my eyes with your wonders anew, capturing my heart with this love, 'cause nothing on earth is as beautiful as you. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must see. Beautiful one I love, beautiful one I adore, beautiful one my soul must see. Let's start it again. So wonderful is your unfailing love. The cross is spoken mercy. No eye has seen, no heart could fully know how glorious, how beautiful you are.
Put this way, it stirs me up every time. Am I daring to believe? Or am I settling for second best? Are you going to settle for just what you get this year? Or are you going to dare to believe God for what He's promised you? Amen? Approaching, you hear it.
state of faith. And by the mighty hand of God now, my sin was laid. And though the world may try to crush you, it can never keep you down. So the life of God inside you, yeah, will come breaking through the ground.
Worship is about what you're seeing in your head that God's promising you. Amen. Hallelujah. You cast down the stronghold. You cast down what the enemy puts in there and the tormenting and the thoughts, and you replace it with the Word of God and what He said He's going to give you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, how am I just going to keep doing it? I can't change my circumstances, but if I keep praising Him, right? If I keep honoring Him and glorifying His name, guess what? It has to line up, right? I don't confess what I see. I confess what I believe. Are y'all with me today? Today, just a January 1, 2012, just a good lesson on the authority of the believer and the power of saying what the Word says. Amen? Hallelujah.
Echoes in my soul. I hear the music ring. And though the storms may come, I am holding on to the rock I cling. How can I keep on singing your praise? How can I ever stand out? How amazing is your love? How can I keep from shouting your name? I know I am loved by the King, and it makes my heart want to sing.
Father, as we magnify you today, may every word that comes out of our mouth, Lord God, we cast down thoughts that the enemy places there, and that our lives are going to honor you, Father, in the name of Jesus. In vain.
make my life song to sing, bring a smile to you. Let my life song sing to you. Let my life song sing to you. I want to sign your name to the end of this day, knowing that my heart was true. Let my life song sing to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let my life song sing. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let my life song sing to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah, let my life song sing to you.
Jesus, that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess, amen, that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Hallelujah. Your name, Father God, you're the beautiful one, amen. You're the one we dare to believe in. You're the one that's going to keep us singing. You're the one that we want our lives to represent, amen. It's the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We worship you. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into. They are saved. Oh, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into.
This is just 12 coming up. We've already lived 12. Count it out. Because we started with a zero. We lived a 0 year. Then a 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. So this has just finished our 12th year since the turn of the century. And you know, I can remember when I was a boy. Some of you that are older than I am seen a lot more things than I've seen, but I can remember back when I was a boy in the 60s, all of these predictions of what was going to be going on in the 90s. You know, we're going to be on the colonizing the moon and all this other stuff. Cars that fly. You remember seeing all that stuff back then? And all of those things happening that never, that haven't happened, you know. Went to the moon back in the 60s and then quit going. But a lot of the things that are supposed to have happened by now haven't happened. I know some of the movies that came out, you know, back in the 70s had catastrophic things happening in the 90s. Things that didn't happen, you know, like machines taking over the earth and all that kind of stuff. Who knows what's going to happen in the future, but I know one thing. I am still looking for and expecting the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it could be at any time. And I'm not fearful of 2012, regardless of what the Mayans or anybody else have said about it. Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to the time of prayer now. We've got several prayer requests. Dimple Buck needs healing. Robert Turner, salvation. Jacob Hadley for healing. Jim and Jan Hadley for wisdom. And Clara Turner for healing. Creel Wheat, a healing. Brenda Thrasher needs a healing. Christine Rice for healing. Bill Gray, salvation. Grant Adamson needs to be restored completely from his surgery that he had this past week. And Jack's dad, Jack Stump's dad. Anybody else have a prayer request? Wendell? Yeah, I skipped. I missed him. There he is. Wendell White for healing. He needs gallbladder surgery, but he can't have that because of some other condition. Is that? Daughter for healing, possible cancer. Carrie?
I'd like to pray for all the Turner family because this year God is going to do something with
Amen.
All.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't know what yet, but going to do something. Hallelujah.
All up to him because I have no clue.
But he's in control.
Amen.